Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, the doctoral support company dedicated to helping you on your academic journey. Today, we're diving into something that every PhD learner faces, transforming your research idea into a practical and executable topic. Now, let's be honest, this journey can be quite a roller coaster. It reminds me of a story I once heard. Imagine you're at a crossroads, one path leading to a dense, unexplored forest, and the other to a well-trodden road. Choosing your research topic feels a lot like this. You could follow the crowd or venture into the unknown, carving a path that's uniquely yours. It's thrilling, but daunting. This process, though, is more than just a choice. It's about aligning your curiosity, your passion, and the academic world's needs. It's about asking not just what interests you, but what can contribute to the field? What can shine a new light on old problems? So, as we talk today, remember we're not just discussing a topic selection, we're talking about setting the foundation for your academic journey, one that's rooted in your personal interests and the broader academic conversation. This is where your journey begins, and I'm here to guide you through it, step by practical step. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Choosing the right research topic is like picking the right pair of shoes for a long hike. You need something that fits well, supports you, and suits the terrain you'll explore. It's crucial because this topic is not just a question you're answering, it's the companion you'll walk with throughout your PhD journey. Imagine you're about to embark on a hike through the mountains. You wouldn't just grab any pair of shoes, right? You'd choose the ones that promise comfort and durability for the journey ahead. Similarly, in research, your topic needs to be something you're comfortable spending a lot of time with, something that will hold up under scrutiny and carry you to new intellectual heights. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds daunting, but don't worry. With the right tools and mindset, you can navigate this process successfully. It's about being thoughtful, not just about what interests you, but also about what will contribute to your field. It's about being strategic, ensuring your topic is not too broad or too narrow. Remember, every great journey begins with a single step, and the first step here is choosing a topic that resonates with you and has the potential to make a meaningful impact. I'm here to provide you with the map and compass for this journey, guiding you through the twists and turns of selecting a research topic that's just right for you. Let's take that first step together. Let's focus on identifying your research interest. This step is all about connecting your academic journey to your personal and professional passions. It's the bridge between what you've learned and what you're eager to discover. First, think about your past coursework. Reflect on the subjects that resonated with you. Was there a chapter, a concept, or a project that you found particularly intriguing? Often, our best research ideas are hidden in these past academic encounters. Digging into them can reveal a rich vein of ideas waiting to be explored. Moving on, consider your professional interests, especially if you're working or have work experience. What challenges or unanswered questions have you encountered in your career? These real-world experiences can provide a practical and impactful foundation for your research. It's also essential to stay informed about current trends and issues in your field. What are the emerging topics? What are experts discussing? Keeping up with the latest developments can spark ideas that are both innovative and relevant. Now let's talk about a simple yet effective habit, jotting down ideas. Keep a notebook or a digital note-taking app close by. Whenever an idea strikes, scribble it down. These notes can be raw, unfiltered thoughts, questions, or observations. Over time, they can evolve into well-defined research questions. This process is about connecting dots between your interests, professional experiences, and academic trends. It's about being both introspective and outward-looking. As you engage in this process, you're laying a solid foundation for a research topic that's not only academically sound, but also personally meaningful. Remember, there's no rush. Take your time to explore, reflect, and connect. This is your journey. And finding the right research interest is the first step towards a fulfilling and impactful dissertation. Let's begin this journey with curiosity and an open mind. As we head into segment two, narrowing down your topic, think of this as a journey from the wide expanse of ideas to the focused destination of your specific research topic. It's about zooming in from the general to the specific, ensuring that your topic is not only interesting, but also feasible and impactful. Let's start with feasibility. Imagine you're planning to build something, say a model airplane. You wouldn't start without knowing if you have the right materials and tools, right? Similarly, for your research, consider if your topic is too broad or complex. Do you have access to the necessary resources? Will it require expertise or tools you don't currently have? These are essential questions to ensure you're embarking on a manageable research journey. Now let's talk about relevance. It's like choosing a book for your book club. You want something that sparks interest and conversation, right? In the same way, your research topic should add something valuable to your field. It should either fill a gap in existing research or offer a new perspective on a familiar issue. Let me give you a practical example. Imagine a student fascinated by technology's impact on education. They start with a broad theme, digital learning, but that's a wide field, so they drill down. They focus on e-learning platforms. Getting warmer, but it's still a broad area. After more thought, they pinpoint a specific aspect. How do specific e-learning platforms improve student engagement in remote learning environments? Now that's a focused, researchable topic. This refining process is like tuning a radio. You start with static, those broad ideas, and slowly tune in until the signal is clear and strong. This means asking questions, seeking feedback, and being open to reshaping your ideas. It's a dynamic process, one where your topic evolves and sharpens with each step. Take each of your broad ideas and start this tuning process. Evaluate each one for its scope and depth. Can it be researched within the constraints you have? Does it contribute a fresh angle to existing conversations in your field? This phase might require some back and forth, some rethinking and reshaping. That's perfectly okay. It's all part of finding that topic that not only excites you, but is also viable and valuable. And remember, don't hesitate to seek input. Talk to your peers, mentors, or professors. Their perspectives can help you see angles you might have missed and guide you in refining your ideas. By the end of this process, you'll have moved from a sky full of stars, bright ideas shining everywhere, to focusing your telescope on that one star that deserves your full attention. It's a process that takes time and thought, but it's worth every moment. Moving into conducting preliminary research, this phase is like drawing the map for your treasure hunt. It's an exploration of the territory around your topic, understanding the paths others have taken and the discoveries they've made. Why is preliminary research so crucial? It helps you ensure that your topic is original and contributes something new. You're not just finding information, you're situating your research within the broader academic conversation. Start with academic databases. Platforms like JSTOR, PubMed, and Google Scholar are essential for accessing a wealth of academic papers. They allow you to see what's already been explored in your area of interest. Think of this as scanning the landscape to understand the extent of previous explorations. But your research should go beyond academic papers. Look at blogs, podcasts, and industry reports. These sources can provide fresh perspectives and the latest insights, enriching your understanding of the topic. Another crucial step is networking. Engage with peers and mentors. Discuss your ideas and get feedback. Their insights can guide you towards new resources and perspectives, enhancing your understanding of the topic. As you delve into this research, be open to new directions. You might find that your initial idea evolves or shifts as you uncover more information. This flexibility can lead you to even more exciting and relevant research questions. This stage is about gathering as much information as possible and being open to where it leads you. It's about exploration, curiosity, and discovery, setting the stage for a well-informed and thought-out research project. So take this time to really dive deep, explore extensively, and understand the nuances of your topic. This thorough exploration not only refines your topic further, but also lays a strong foundation for your research project. Now let's talk about formulating your research question. This is where your topic starts to really take shape. It's like finding the key that unlocks the door to your research journey. Your goal here is to turn your refined topic into a question that's clear, concise, and focused. How do you do this? Start by asking yourself what specifically you want to find out about your topic. It's like focusing a camera lens. You want to zoom in on the most important part of the scene. Your question should pinpoint exactly what you're curious about. Keep your question clear and to the point. It's like writing the title of a story. It should tell the reader, or in this case, your audience, exactly what to expect. Avoid vague or overly complex questions. The best research questions are those that someone can understand even if they're not an expert in your field. It's also crucial that your question is focused. Think of it like aiming a dart. You want to hit the bullseye. A question that's too broad will leave you scattered, while one that's too narrow might not be substantial enough for a full research project. Once you've drafted your question, don't hesitate to seek feedback. Share it with mentors, peers, or anyone you trust in your academic circle. They can offer insights you might have missed and help you refine your question further. It's like getting a second pair of eyes to look at a painting. They might notice details you've overlooked. Remember, crafting your research question is a process. It might take a few tries to get it just right, and that's okay. It's part of the journey of academic exploration. With each revision, you're honing in on what you really want to explore and understand. So take your time with this step. A well-crafted research question is the foundation of a strong dissertation. It guides your research, keeps you focused, and sets the stage for your academic contribution. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the key points we've covered. Start by identifying areas that genuinely interest you, then narrow those down to a specific manageable topic. We talked about the importance of preliminary research, which helps you understand the scope and context of your topic. Then we moved on to formulating your research question, focusing on making it clear, concise, and well-targeted. The journey of developing a research topic requires patience and methodical work. It's important to take your time, explore thoroughly, and be open to refining and reshaping your ideas based on what you discover. I encourage you all to apply these strategies in your own research endeavors. Whether you're just starting out or revisiting your topic, these steps can guide you towards a more focused and effective research project. And before we sign off, a special resource for all our listeners. Be sure to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a fantastic resource filled with insights and strategies to help you on your dissertation journey. You can download it at writerser.com/playbook. That's all for today. Thanks for joining me on Dissertation in 90 Days. Stay curious, stay motivated, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep pushing forward on your academic journey.